White, J.E. White, Emma. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. January 1905. Dear children, Edson and Emma White. I'm looking over my writings. Just came across this. I am surprised, for I thought it had been sent. I have commenced several letters to you and have written but a page when an amount of matter was presented that must be done at once, that would be needed in the work in various places. But you shall have a copy of this matter. An important meeting is to be held at Mountain View commencing Sabbath. W.C. White will leave Sunday. He has worked early and late. Doris was away to Reno and could not return for 1 week. Came home Thursday noon. This additional help is appreciated, but letters come in from every direction for counsel, and they demand attention and reply, and so there is no use to look for a respite. Will not be prepared to leave the work here until Sunday. I shall remain with my workers at home until the last of this important meeting, then spend a day or two, at any rate, and get back as soon as possible. I have been working from early hours. Not being able to sleep after 1 a.m., I have built my fire and commenced my work as early as possible. I shall see how many pages I have written since returning to my own home. The perplexities of the setting and operation of two institutions with the required helpers have not been small. I must tell you, rains have come quite abundantly in Los Angeles and in Redlands. Being encircled with high mountains, the rains have done damage, but will be a great blessing. I rode in a carriage along the lines from Redlands to Riverside, 11 miles, that I might have a view of the country. I was not well, but I wanted to see these two large cities. Brother Ballinger has a humble home in Redlands. Both of these places are large cities, covering a large space of ground and presenting large, grand buildings. I was able to speak in the small, new, nice little church at Redlands. The house was full of believers and unbelievers. This is a widespread, remarkable city. Brother Simpson has worked here a little. 20, I think, embraced the truth. This is a most beautiful place. I cannot describe it. Brother Bowles died just before we came. While we were in Los Angeles, he divided his property equally between his children and the cause. I do not know just the amount. He was sitting in his chair outdoors. His daughter went in the house a short time. When she came back, he was dead. His son took his one horse on Sunday and took Sarah and me in his carriage overland. We passed through miles of orange orchards. The oranges were not yet ripe, but it was a great sight. We were journeying 11 miles to Riverside. I spoke in the second new, larger church. Some outsiders were present. I had freedom in speaking, could speak 1 hour. We saw our brother and sister Towle, who live 4 miles from Riverside. He looks quite old. His wife looks much younger. They have a nice-looking daughter, just coming into womanhood. We rode back on the cars and passed through miles and miles of orange orchards. It was a very fine sight. Willie, Brother Ballinger, and Maggie went on the cars. All our party rode back in the cars. But I did a great deal of thinking on the way. Why have not these two large cities of wealthy people, designated by Christ as highways that should have the message, been worked? These are the cities I have seen should have a sanitarium on the right order. Each has a few hired rooms, but of that class that are intelligent but poor. Therefore, they cannot open a sanitarium. But these cities for tourists should have every advantage possible. The beautiful natural scenery is not possible to describe. President Roosevelt describes it as next to heaven. It is wonderful in natural and cultivated advantages. We need very much the capability to work these two large cities of the South. Our meeting was well attended, and all were so pleased that, though not yet recovered from my sickness, I should come to Redlands and to Riverside. I thank the Lord for the sight of these two large vineyards to be worked. There must be house-to-house labor done, for this house-to-house missionary work brings us close to the people. There ought to be several at work in these fields. Brother Simpson has done something, but closed the period of his engagement in Los Angeles, with Los Angeles only begun to be entered. But these souls that had been converted and united with the church, the ones who had been converted through his labors, 125 in number, presented a long petition for another course of labors. They say the interest is in no way abated. I cannot tell you how long this paper was. It was yards long, with names subscribed. His work has cost the conference not one penny. Contributions have been made, and I think $200 placed to the conference.
Why cannot we have more men who will find their way into the very citadel of the souls of the people? Our advice was asked. We told them to respond, for these names came not in this petition from Seventh-day Adventists, but from the citizens of Los Angeles. It seems that soon we shall have the stirring scenes of 1842 to 43 and 44 in these cities. Brother Simpson is a man who creates no wonderful excitement, but he takes the Bible, as did Father Miller, and just reads and explains the scriptures. He shows with maps and charts that great image of gold that was set up in Dura in Daniel's time, and the people under law to worship this image. He believes straight present truth. There is not one thread of spiritualistic science which would take the world in its deceivings. It is solemn, serious truth which is before the people. The truth of the first, second, and third angels' messages, linking Daniel and Revelation together. And the grasp he has of the people is marvelous. The Lord has put his spirit into the mind, heart, and soul of Brother Simpson. He is firm upon the testimonies. This work should be taken up in every city now without delay. This man has leaflets and discourses printed, and has the most striking representations and the figures of the 2300 days, the sanctuary, and every point of present truth standing out in vivid representations. He is, we believe, God's messenger to wake up the churches. All these leaflets, all illustrations, are paid for, every penny, by those who come to listen. Contributions are raised to more than cover every expense. This is not an expensive outlay of means, yet it costs considerable money, and the citizens pledge themselves to sustain the work. We advised him to do just as he had been doing, because the Lord had endorsed the work. I had no other advice to give. He is resting a short period while the tent is being pitched in another locality of the city. The Lord wants living men to take up such a work. Roman Catholics bring their little images of Christ and are converted to the truth. Just such a work is to go forth in the loud cry that will be echoed and re-echoed all through cities and towns and villages, saying, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit
is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into his garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Matthew 3, verse 2, 3, 8 to 12. As the speaker stands at the tent opening to speak and shake hands with the congregation, trinkets and bracelets, rings, and costly ornaments have been brought and placed in his hands, not in an excitable manner, but in a quiet manner. Just such a work went forward in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia under the proclamation of the Time Message. We need just such a work done now that will reach the hearts of those in the highways and also those who are in the byways. Read carefully the close, cutting scriptures, and let us take steps upward and forward, giving just that message which will awaken as went forth in 1843 and 1844. Testing truths are to be proclaimed, but entirely free from fanaticism. Let the word of the Lord be proclaimed to all people in the power of the Holy Spirit. If the fault finders, if the murmurers, if the accusers will be converted, they will have something worthwhile to give to the people.